So I went to activate it on Sunday, and my God, Costco is the place where manners come to die.
Right.
Because everyone is just la 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 in their own little world, shoving their cart, and they don't fucking care if they're going to run into you or not. Oh my God.
Nope.
Oh, what has been unleashed upon me with this Costco membership?
Do your Costcos have food?
Oh yeah, that's basically what
fresh produce and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I went for mainly.
Now, when you went in, was there a pile of poop at the door?
I don't recall seeing that, but is that standard?
Well, no, it happens when I go to Sam's with Big Fatty.
Oh, and you lose the car?
Well, yeah, gets lost too, yeah. Yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, what has been unleashed upon me?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2339 of the BFO for Monday, the 2th of January 2017. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend. I'm going to open up some more crema cards. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Pamperas. Big Fatty! How about Depensers? That'll work too. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it is the first Monday of June 2017. Now, y'all, did you remember on Sunday to, right before you said Happy New Year, Big Fatty is supposed to say Happy New Year. Well, that's what Big Fatty usually says. Did you remember to say Rabbit, Rabbit? Yes, Big Fatty, you did. It's true, I did. I hope your new year. Big Fatty, do you need a nip a nap? Oh, y'all, I'm going to tell you. When I go back to the coal mine tomorrow, let me tell you. Big Fatty, y'all, Big Fatty always drags. Big Fatty, does that mean you're going to be dressed like Donna Sugar? No, not that kind of drag. Y'all, I'm always dragging that first week back after the... After the almost 3 weeks off from the coal mine, y'all, it's just a Big Fatty retirement's only 18 months away. I know, I just, yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess, you know, now, y'all, I'm probably not going to get the days right because, you know, there's been like 5 Fridays in a row or 5 Saturdays in a row. And yeah, it's even more confusing when the 1st of January is on a Sunday because then you celebrate it on a Monday. And anyway, but y'all, I can let you know. That I was fairly productive during the weekend's festivities. What did I do? I took down all the crema here in the villa. Yes, Big Fatty, it was quite sad. Got it all down on Saturday, and then got it all packed up and in the storage unit here at the off the carport here in the villa. And y'all, y'all, the house looks so much bigger without a tree in the middle of it. Big Fatty. Y'all, it feels a little empty,
Yes, Big Fatty, a little empty, unlike Granny's colon.
Oh, no, Granny's colon is always, empty.
Yes, Big Fatty, until he blows it out.
It's nice to get everything. I left the lights up out on the bushes Saturday night and took them down on the 1st. They're all put away and everything like that. So y'all, we're back to normal. The only thing that looks crema. You remember those poinsettias that I bought at Spanksgiving? Well, y'all, I've kept them in my pots out front, except when I was over in Atlanta. I brought them in the house then. But y'all, I've covered them on evenings that it was getting chilly outside. And y'all, they're still just as nice and red and everything. So that's the only thing that looks a little crema-y here at the villa. Now, y'all, I did some running around. I went out to the Lowell's. Y'all, I was looking for a plastic container to put my nice wreath in, and I thought either the Lowell's or the Home Depot might have them, and I went to both of the places. The Lowell's didn't have any crema at all, and they didn't have a storage container, and I went to the Target and looked for one. Didn't have one there. And y'all, I went to the Home Depot. Didn't have any there, but they did have some crema decorations. And y'all, I decided, you know, on my bushes out in front of the villa, I had some old indoor lights that I had put out there for this year, and several people had said, "Oh, Big Freddy, be careful with that." So, y'all, I just decided, since they were 50% off, y'all, I just bought me 4 new strands of the big LED lights to go in the bushes for next year. So I've packed them away and everything. And y'all, I also decided, based on what they had at the Lowell's, y'all, they had just red strings and they had blue strings of lights. And then they had smaller strings of white lights, just white lights. And, you know, the red and the blue were 35 count and the white were 25 count. And y'all, I decided I'm going to have red, white, and blue lights in my bushes for the July the 4th and maybe Memorial Day and you know, anytime it's patriotic, and, you know, just decorate it up a little bit. Be ready, and you did it for less than $20. It's true. And and they're LED, so they're not going to use that much energy. And, you know, it's just something different here at the villa. Yes, Big Freddy, it'll be lovely. And, you know, I may put the red and the white ones out for VD. Yes, Big Freddy, let everybody know you're celebrating VD in February. It's true. But y'all, on a Friday night, this happened.
Mystery Day, are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, yes, okay. Big, fatty, squeaky gentleman call. Well, squeaky, okay. Squeaky gentleman caller should be a yes, big fatty. Okay. This was a gentleman caller that I've known for years, and we used to fool around a little bit, and we just stay in touch and everything, and he saw that Big Fatty now has a special chair. Yes, Big Fatty, that special chair is paying off. He came over, and y'all, it was just lovely, and we both thoroughly enjoyed himself. Y'all, I'll be surprised. And y'all, he had never been to, he does some real estate here in Charleston, but he had never seen Fat Acres before. So y'all, he was just like, "Big Fatty, this is lovely." And y'all, and loved the villa, and said that Big Fatty got a steal on the price he paid for the villa. So y'all, if it made Big Fatty feel real good. Yeah. Yes, Big Fatty, he felt pretty good, too. Well, okay, anyway. Y'all, then on New Year's Eve, y'all, I I had decided that I was going to my evening. I was going to take a hot bath, and then I was I was going to have me some of that poke roast and the dressing and the green beans that I had had made earlier, and y'all, it was absolutely delicious, absolutely delicious. Y'all, get you a poke roast and put it in the cracker pot and just let it cook to death, and it's lovely. But anyway, I had that, and then I had me a hot bath. And got all cleaned up and everything. Big Fatty, that took quite a while. Well, I'd gone a couple of days without shaving and all this. And y'all, I used that oil that my brother had given me that, you know, he said put about 3 or 4 drops of this oil on your face and you don't need the shaving cream. It'll be closest shave you've ever had. Y'all, it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. Then I sat down to watch. Y'all, I watched a lot of sports ball. You know, I had a lot of the bowl games. Yes, Big Fatty, we know you and me and Keen love the sports ball. It's true. And sat down watching some of that. And y'all, Granny and Durwood called me on the FaceTime. Big Fatty, it was horrifying way to end the old year. Well, you know, it was kind. It was kind, though. And they were waiting on their Woober to come pick them up. And y'all, they evidently had a good crowd out at the bar. And Granny told me that he got home about 1:30 or 2 a.m. in the morning. And anyway, y'all, and then I was switching back and forth as the evening progressed between the sports ball and the Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper. Y'all, the first part of it was boring as hell. They were at some sort of party or something like that. But y'all, it got much better when they were outside there in Times Square. And anyway, it was cute. It got cuter as the night went on. And went back and forth, and y'all had poured me a spiked eggnog and a little nutmeg on top, and I had that, and I guess it was about 11 p.m. in the evening. I crawled in the bed, and I wasn't going to sleep. I figured I had stayed up that long, I could wait till the new year. And y'all, it was on the Twitty, and Digger and T. Wiggles were out there in Walnut Hills. Yes, Big Fatty, it's always nice when they go out and just spend a little time with the elderly. I asked if the old gal was dressed as Father Time or Baby New Year, and Dicker said neither. And I said, "Dear, that's not good that the old gal's sitting or going around the house without her diaper on. Watch where you sit, bitch." Hey, it's vulgar. Y'all, then I got up on New Year's Day. I switched the TV machine off about 12:15, 12:20, and got up New Year's Day. And y'all, I've just been piddling around the house. Like I said, I put all the things back in the storage unit, and y'all, just kind of catching up on some other things. And y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all got another grandma card. Y'all, it's from Miss Beaver. So we're going to put it on the bottom of the stack. Yes, Big Fatty, put Miss Beaver on the bottom. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. But y'all, we're going to open a few more of these. Y'all, Eric out there in the Bakersfield. Big Fatty, we never hear from Eric except at Grandma. And y'all, it's a beautiful, beautiful card. Y'all, it's in a green envelope, and it's got a little truck on the back hauling a Crema tree. And we're just going to open this up, and we're going to... see what's inside. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's plaid on the inside. It is. It's not foil, but it's plaid, and it's lovely. And Big Fatty, there's that truck again. It's true, y'all. It's a old green truck with a Crema tree and an old sofa. Sofa chair in there, Big Fatty. And y'all, you open it up and it says, Big Fatty, enjoy the timeless tradition of the Crema season. Thank you for sharing your stories. Merry Crema love. Eric in Bakersfield. Eric, that's just as lovely as it can be. And that's a cute little card. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'll have pictures of these cards, up at noon today. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we'll probably be opening them all week long. And, you know, plus I got those 15 voice letters. Y'all, by the way, the next one is from, Christina out there in the San Jose, California. A Big Fatty's got a plant inside too. It does. And, then there's Santa Claus on the front. Oh, Big Fatty, he's shimmering. It's true. It's got glitter on it. And there's the reindeer and the holly tree. And it says, ho, 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 Big Fatty, she knows you. Open it up and it says, I hope your holly days are jolly days. Yes, Big Fatty, love. Bob and Christina Hill. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. You know, Christina's the number 3 fan, as she is. And y'all, our next card is in a silver envelope. And y'all, it is from that Kathy Marshall out there in the San Francisco. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's covered in glitter. It is. And let's see what we got. Big Fatty, it's a snowflake. It's lovely. That really is lovely, Kathy. Big Fatty, she said that she didn't have any taste when she picked out her cards. I like that. Just lovely. And it's a dear Big Fatty, poodle, and this... Oh, Big Fatty, it's what they do! It says, season's greetings. It's late for Crema, but there's still time to wish you a happy new year. Your little show means the world to me. Thank you so much for podcasting every day. Love. Kathy Marshall says, P.S., what does the mail carrier think when you get all your Christmas cards addressed to Big Fatty? Perhaps you should ask him or her. Maybe this is an ask Big Fatty question. Big Fatty, you probably don't want to hear the answer to that question.
Born is the King of Israel.
Yeah, I got to say, now, y'all, you know the Crema content contest is over, but the new contest has started, and it started yesterday on the 1st, and oh, Dick, I see, but, and y'all, I'm sorry I didn't get to read all the comments, but, y'all, there was one that I wanted to make sure I mentioned, and, y'all, that is from Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, who used to listen to the LFC, he says, so wait, Poodle is not a talking dog? What the WTF? I don't even know what to believe anymore. And y'all, I didn't know Chris even listened to this. Big Fatty, he should have learned better. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over at the Hat Show. And Dr. Stone, what do you think of the new year?
Oh, what has been unleashed upon me?
Oh, well, at least it's just the BFO and not Granny's bowels.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
Big Fatty, why does everybody think that I am a talking dog?
I have no idea why people think you're a talking dog.
Big Fatty, Squeaky Kitty, do you know why people think I'm a talking dog?
631. That's 619. Ruin.
Well, that's very different.
And ask a question.
Never mind. Okay, thank you for calling.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.